Hi there, just a quick message before we get started. As we move forward with the podcast, we would like to give you the opportunity to participate in various challenges that are exciting and affordable. This month, we are offering a 21-day meetings challenge that gives you all the key tools that you need to participate at a higher level in your English meetings, such as agreeing, clarifying, disagreeing, making suggestions, and interrupting. All the essential stuff. So if you're interested in getting to the next level with your English meetings, click the link in the show notes and sign up free to the wait list. The link will only be available until the 27th of May. So make sure you don't miss out. Okay, now let's get on with the show. Welcome to episode 113 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. Today we have an amazing show lined up for you, and by the end of it, you will know the major common mistakes associated with like and as. Understand how like is used informally and as a filler word. And why as is often needed when you translate como. This podcast helps you push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy! Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode. Today we are going to be talking about like versus as. Really, really important one, this. In fact, it came up in Fluency Community. It was a question from one of our Fluency Community members. And so we thought that we would dive into this particular question because I think it's really worth it. And as usual, Alistair is here with me. Hi, Alistair. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Daniel. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. So yeah, let's jump into this particular one because it is a bit of a grammar one, but we won't make it too heavy. We'll kind of just initially give a quick definition, right, of how to consider like versus as, and then we'll jump into some common mistakes that we hear a lot from our clients. And hopefully some of those will resonate and you'll be able to, our listeners will be able to kind of identify when they're making mistakes in the future, right? So
sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's start with the whole idea of when like and as are used in a general sense. And in a generally, they are used for comparison, right, Alistair? It's sort of comparison that's the most common.
Yeah, and then they have sort of some specific functions that we'll look at, you know, a bit later on.
Exactly.
Where maybe it's not using as a comparison. But yeah, that's the general sense is like and as is making comparisons.
Exactly.
And that's where sometimes people can make mistakes with this, no?
Yeah.
I think we have a couple of examples because they're comparisons, but not exactly the same kind of comparisons, let's say, no?
Exactly right. So if we look at like first of all, the definition of like is more closer to a similarity, right?
Yeah.
So we have an example sentence which would be she runs like the wind. Okay, so there's a similarity between the way she runs and the way the wind moves, right?
Yeah, it is a simile, no, I think is the the word that's used in grammar, no? Simile.
Yeah,
you're comparing this person to the wind. Obviously, they aren't the wind, and they don't really run literally as fast as the wind. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on the wind speed, I suppose. They might do, but they're not the wind. So, yeah, you're comparing someone, in this case, slightly sort of poetically, if you like.
Absolutely.
To the wind. So they run in a similar way, too,
exactly. You could say. Exactly. So that's the first idea. Like is more connected to a similarity, okay? Mm-hmm. And now if we look at as, slightly different, because as is more related to inequality, okay?
Sorry, equality, no?
Did you?
I understood inequality, but
yeah, no. Deaf. No, no, it is the way I pronounced it, I think. I was going to say an equality, right?
Ah, so, it came out as inequality.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was too close, I suppose. But yeah, it's an equality, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, for example, that would be something like his son is as tall as him, right? Whatever it might be. Yeah, so.
So they are equally tall as each other, no? The same height.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So. Like,
you've got two kids. Are your kids as tall as each other, or one is taller than the other?
One is taller than the other. Yeah, 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 they're different ages. So, yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, like it's of course, you know, this is a standard sentence. It's nothing. You know, it's one of those sentences that in many cases you would do in sort of a grammar book, right? As is so common in that way, and I'm sure most of our audience has heard this type of
many times.
Yeah.
But they do forget sometimes this, because you got as twice, no?
Sure.
Something is as, I know, my house is as big as your house or whatever.
Yeah.
My car is as fast as your car. Mm. So a typical mistake that we hear from our clients or Spanish speakers is, because in Spanish is tan and then the adjective como, no? So it's tan grande como or tan caro como. Mm. So there's a tendency for them to say, you know, so big as, or so expensive as.
Sure.
And it's not correct. No, it's as.
Yeah.
It sounds quite strange to a Spanish speaker saying the same word twice. No, it's como, como.
Yeah,
which I think is why, you know, it sort of causes problems sometimes.
Yeah, it's like that, a similar grammar form in English where you have the had, right?
Oh, that's a double also, had, yeah. It sounds very strange. Even to us, it sounds
strange. Yes, yes, yeah, that is.
Had. That's why we tend to contract it, don't we? I'd had. Because it just sounds better.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 Mm. So, yeah, there's the overall difference, right? Like is more connected to similarity, and as is more connected to equality, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the overarching difference. So, but beyond that, we want to look at like the little differences or the different common mistakes that we hear from our clients, right? Just so that it's really clear where these little problems come in, right? And the first one I would say is probably the biggest mistake of all, and the most common, the most fact.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And this is when you're basically talking about your profession, isn't it, Alistair?
It is, yes, because obviously people often, or even in the first session we have with somebody coaching, you'll often ask them, you know, what do you do? What is your job or whatever? So, or people will tell you, obviously. So, you know, this is such a common mistake you hear people saying, you know, I work like a, I don't know, an IT engineer, or I work like a lawyer or whatever it might be.
Sure.
And I was saying, I go, really? So, but you are a lawyer, no? I believe. Aren't you a lawyer? And they go, yes, I am. I go, but you said you work like a lawyer.
Yeah.
I think you mean you work as a lawyer. And they're like, what? So they just think, you know, you can interchange these two things, like and as, with the same meaning. And here you can't. No, it's a totally different or very different meaning.
Sure, sure. Exactly. If we go back to the definition that we had at the beginning, right, it does connect to that in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Because if you work like a teacher, okay, then you do activities that are similar to what a teacher does, but you're not actually a teacher. Right?
No. So you're not employed as a teacher, or maybe not qualified as a teacher.
Exactly.
So you're not a teacher, but you do things that teachers do, teaching people.
There is another sentence that's very, very common, like especially for people who work hard or feel as if they're somehow sort of unjustifiably overworked. Have to work hard, right? Is they say, I work like a slave. So again, it's a similarity. You're not a slave, but you're working like it's a similar, the same process, right, of overworking and not having any sort of control
free
over
time
how much
or control.
Yeah.
So it's a comparison, again, going back to the run like the wind. No? So, you know, the person isn't literally running as fast as the wind, just running very fast. And in this case, you're not literally a slave, we hope.
Exactly.
But you're working in a similar way to a slave, as in, you know, a lot with very little or no free time or control, you know, of your life. So,
yeah.
So you work like a slave, but if you say I work as a slave, you are a slave.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. So as you said, when you're in that first session with that client, the real way that they should say it is, I work as an engineer. I work as an architect, or I work as a teacher. That's what they should say to you when you're first.
Because I say that's what you are.
Mm.
So I always say, whenever that happens, which has been many times over the years, the example I always give is my own. So I always say that, you know, when in my previous life to being an English teacher, many moons ago, as we say, many years ago in England, I worked in a voluntary organization giving advice and assistance to the public about their legal rights.
Okay.
Very different to being an English teacher.
Sure.
So, you know, in my job, I worked very often like a lawyer because I was giving people legal advice about their legal rights.
Sure.
And sometimes even going as far as representing them in court.
Wow. Okay.
So I would go along as their representative and speak to the judge and... But, you know, at no point was I actually a lawyer. So I didn't study law. I don't have a law degree. I'm not a qualified lawyer. But I worked in a similar way, or doing some similar tasks, you could say, or having some similar responsibilities to a lawyer. So I worked like a lawyer, but I wasn't a lawyer.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, that's my example, which is true. So
good
example. No, it's not very common, is it? I mean, most people, you know, what you do is what you do. But sometimes, you know, you might have jobs where you're trying to describe what you do and say, well, my work is, you know, I like a lawyer. In some aspects, but, you know, I'm not a lawyer.
Exactly. Like, for example, in my previous profession, which was all related to architecture, there are different types of architects, and you can have some architects that are not fully qualified. And so they could potentially say, basically the work that I do is like an architect, but they're not actually an architect yet, or they haven't fully qualified, or, you know, but basically all the work that they're doing is exactly the same sort of tasks. So
You're doing the same work basically as you say, people sort of training in periods of training, they haven't finished, you know, all their qualifications. So they can't, you know, strictly speaking, they can't say I am an architect because, you know, they're not officially, they're not, but they're working in an architect's office doing the work very similar to an architect. So there would be a... So when you were you a fully qualified architect, or you worked like an architect? I'm never quite sure.
Well, I didn't either, actually. I wasn't a fully qualified architect, and I didn't work as an architect either. So no, but I was related, profession related to that. Yeah. So I was planning,
wasn't it? Urban.
Yeah, urban planning, exactly. Yeah, which in Spanish is called urbanismo, of course. So
Well, there's an example you might, if you're trying to describe what that is, because someone says, what's that? I've never heard of this.
Sure.
So, you know, it's useful sometimes to be able to say, well, you know, it's a combination of different things. It's sort of like an architect, but not exactly.
Exactly.
And et cetera. Right. You compare it to maybe other jobs that people recognize.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Good. Okay. So there you go. That's the most common mistake, isn't it, with like and as? Certainly the most common that we've encountered over the years.
Yeah.
And so if you can get that clear in your mind, you're on the right path. First of all, maybe taking the whole idea of the rule that we gave right at the beginning, which is kind of like as similarities, as equality, right? Mm-hmm. But again, that rule applies again for those particular professions. And, you know, I work like a teacher, I work as a teacher. There is a difference. And most of the time you really need to say as, because like will be much less likely. Okay. You won't. Yeah. It's not so common for you to say that.
It's not as common. No. It's usually your job is your job, and that's what you are.
No?
So you're a doctor, or you're a lawyer, or you're an IT engineer, or many whatever it is your profession.
Exactly right. So number two, in terms of like, is actually a filler word, right? Now we've spoken about filler words, certainly. You and I have spoken about filler words in the past, Alistair.
Definitely.
Because we've got a few listeners who listen very, very carefully to us And they notice the words that we use again and again. And apparently I use sort of a lot. Now, I don't know what your particular filler word is, Alistair. We haven't worked that out yet, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I think mine, well, I don't know if you call it a filler word, but my annoying habit, at least to me when I listen to myself, is saying no at the end of every sentence.
Almost the question like, tag, the Spanish question,
the question
tag.
Yeah, we're getting rid of the English question tags and using the Spanish one, but speaking English.
In fact, I thought about you recently because my son had an exam on question tags, and I guess Alistair would just write the instead of actually writing.
Yeah,
it's
easy.
Tag,
just put no at the end. I'd fail. <That's right. laughs>
Or a yes, of course. You could use just yes, no. Yes. True. I don't know. So obviously, then if you're just using that, then you have to be very careful with your intonation because if you're just doing no, then it has to be a rising no, right? No.
Yeah, it's got
to
be no.
Yeah, like absolutely. Yeah,
no, you see, I just did it then. It has to be no, no. Double no.
And what? How does this apply, Alistair, in this particular case? Because we're talking about filler words, and of course, like can be a filler word, right?
Yeah, as isn't a filler word. So they, you know, nobody uses as just with no meaning. They use as because you need it to express something that has meaning. But like, people just put... I'm sure if people go back and listen to previous episodes of the podcast, I'm sure they'll be able to, they can count how many times both of us or one of us says like with no meaning, nothing to do with what we're talking about today. It's just simply a filler that people just put. So some people do it, well, some people don't do it at all. Some people do it far too much and I find it quite irritating. Not you, Daniel, but I remember sitting on a bus once going into Madrid and there were like two American young females sitting beside me, probably students, I would imagine. And I couldn't help but hear their conversation. They were talking so loudly behind me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to strangle them because they just said literally every single sentence they said like at least once or maybe more than once. So they just like say, you know, like, well, you know, are you going like into Madrid like to, and then what like, and then going out like tonight like, and who you... Just
you know,
like
that, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of a show that I used to watch when I was young, which was called Biker Grove.
Oh, from based in Newcastle. In
Newcastle,
Gateshead.
And so there's some, for me, there's some sort of connection with Newcastle there. I don't know why.
They tend to put light. Yeah, it's just I can just hear now the it's called Geordie, the Geordie accent. If anyone's interested, go on YouTube, put Geordie or Newcastle accent. And they probably won't understand a word. Well, if you put Biker Grove and watch an episode, watch the first 2 minutes and see if you can understand anything they say.
Yeah.
Even for many English people, well, you from the South, I'm sure sometimes you struggle to quite understand everything they say.
It was a bit of a challenge. Yeah, it's true.
Are you from Newcastle, like? Yeah, they use
they
like
do
a
use
lot
like a lot, don't they? I'm right. Yeah. They do it.
You're right. So, yeah, sometimes it's certain accents in Britain, you know, regional accents will use light more than others. Mm. It's true. Like the Newcastle or Geordie accent, as we call it.
Yeah.
I notice American the example I'm giving, often young people, and particularly American young people, you notice watching films and Netflix series.
Sure.
Use like far too much. Well, I mean, far too much, that's my opinion, but I find it a bit annoying. Mm. So the odd, just throwing the odd like in there, fine. You know, we all use fillers.
Yeah.
But like saying like 10 times every sentence is like, you see, I just said it.
Yeah, it's difficult to
it's difficult to avoid it sometimes.
It is, there's no question, Even for us, it's a little bit strange to analyze this word like because we use it in so many different contexts.
Yeah,
and
sometimes with no meaning at all.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit strange. But anyway, we're trying to do our best to extract it and kind of give meaning to it for all our listeners today. Yeah.
Well, a test of our listeners is at some point, I'm sure, in this conversation we're having now in this episode, one of us or both of us would use like in that way as a filler. So people can try to spot the filler and we're not even conscious of it.
So you
don't even notice when you do it most of the time.
Exactly. Yeah. Good. So that was number two. So first of all was common mistake. Number two was the filler, which can be heard in many different parts of the world.
Oh, yeah, the filler isn't... Obviously, Spanish speakers don't use it like that, and I wouldn't expect them to.
Native speakers
use it like that, or some more than others. So it's just so they, when they're you know, listening, and you hear people going like, just be conscious that it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
It's like saying, you know, some people say, sabes, you know, yeah. Like, well, like, and you know, some people use both, which is, you know, even more irritating.
Okay. All right. Well, this is very interesting. Very interesting. So, yeah, in that particular case, it's more related to the idea of passive vocabulary rather than active, yeah. Isn't it? So yeah. It's the idea of you're listening, just like you were on the bus, listening to two native speakers.
To a conversation.
And you're thinking, why are they using the word like that many times? And
what does it mean?
And really means nothing at all. It kind of
nothing at all. Yeah, you just extract it completely from the sentence.
Yeah.
And the sentence remains, you know, with its meaning. There's no, absolutely. You don't need it at all.
Absolutely. Good. All right. Number three is for examples, isn't it? And in this case, it's dominated by one of the two, right? You can't use as. It has to be like for examples, doesn't it, Esther?
Yeah. So this is an easy one in the sense, you know, like can just be used to mean for example.
Yeah.
So it's nothing to do with comparisons here. This is just a very particular use of like in place of saying, for example.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think that there's another. It'll come to me in a second. So instead of saying, for example, you have a couple of alternatives, and like is definitely one of the more common ones.
Yeah, the formal one would be such as.
It's just come back to me. Such as. So you could say, I don't know, you know, there are many Spanish traditional dishes that I like. Ah, now here I'm using like in a totally different way. Now, of course, all our listeners will know the verb to like, that you like something.
Ah, claro.
And of course, when we're talking today about like and as, like has nothing to do with that. So that's just true. a further complication.
Yes.
So when I say there are many Spanish traditional dishes I like, and I could say here, for example, paella.
Yes.
Or I could say such as paella, or I could say like paella and tortilla. So like here is just a substitute for those, for example, or such as, basically.
Yes.
A very common one. Maybe you use it the most of those three. It's the most common, I would say, when you're giving examples.
And would you what examples would you give, just so that the listeners know what your favorite Spanish dish
is? Like tortilla, potato omelette.
You like that?
So that's tortilla española, no? Spanish omelette, some people call it. Paella, a good paella. There are a lot of bad paellas, but a good proper traditional paella prep, it made in Valencia, it doesn't have to be, but the best ones I've had have been in the Comunidad Valenciana, because that's where it comes from. What else? Croqueta. Well, I would say those two. Potato omelette, tortilla, and tortilla de patatas, I should say.
Yeah.
And paella, a good paella. They're probably my two most sort of favorite Spanish dishes, and others. There are many, but...
Yeah, of course.
And you, Daniel? Well, just to give an example, you say, do you eat a lot of fruit, Daniel? Do you like fruit?
I do. I do like fruit. I like... well, in this case, it's kind of strange, isn't it? Because...
So we're using like.
Yeah, because I like a lot of fruit. Like, you know, yeah, so I'm kind of using it twice. But you can use it like that. It's just sounds a little bit strange if you use the same word twice, doesn't it? A little bit.
Yeah. It's a good example to show that you can use it twice.
Yeah.
In the same sentence with two totally different meanings, no? So you say, I like fruit. I love fruit. Like, I say, give me an example. You go, well, like, and then you give me the list of fruits that you like. You like, there you are again.
the one fruit that I like that I think most people don't like is grapefruit.
Ah, I like grapefruit.
Do you like grapefruit? Okay.
I think in England I used to eat it almost every morning for breakfast. It's quite traditional in English. If you have a sort of traditional in a hotel or a bed and breakfast, they'll quite often offer you, that's difficult to say, grapefruit. At the beginning for breakfast, or even at the beginning of a meal, like a starter, I think sometimes.
Yeah.
In the past, probably not these days.
I think that's why I like it, because...
Yeah, in Spain it's not a very common fruit. You don't see it that often. A lot of people don't like it because it's very...
Bitter.
What's the word?
Sort of bitter. I like everything that's bitter. I don't know. Like, I like the taste, bitter taste. I don't know why.
Yeah,
also in drinks. Like, for example, if I prefer bitter drinks than sweet drinks, for example. Like...
Yeah. Well, in England, there's a kind of beer we call bitter.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That you ask for a pint of bitter, which sounds strange. No one up into the amargo.
That's true.
So that's tostada. Cerveza tostada is bitter in England, strangely.
Right.
So,
I mean,
all beer is bitter, but there's just, you know, one particular type of beer. We actually just call it bitter.
It's very strange, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yeah.
Which is very strange when you think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like coffee without sugar. That's bitter. Dark chocolate.
Yeah, that's bitter too.
Sweet,
yeah,
so
I mean,
it's
bitter. Yeah. Yeah, they're actually quite good for you as well in terms of health-wise as well, actually, generally. You know, if you have think dark chocolate is much better than sweeter chocolate, for example, in terms of health and everything else. But, yeah.
So
good.
Like bitter fruit.
Very
bitter
nice. Fruit. Very
so
nice
there
you're
an example. Now you say, you know, I like fruit, like grapefruit, for example.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we even say it twice, like I just did. You say, like grapefruit, for example.
But
I mean, the like means, for example. So it's like, for example, for example. it's strange when you start thinking. When you start speaking and using the word, you realize sometimes how strange, you know,
your own language
like,
is. Yeah.
Yeah. You go, we just use like there together with two different meanings.
Yeah. Good. And the fourth point is very interesting. It was one that you raised, Alistair, which is the whole idea of connection with the word como in Spanish, right? And this can cause some problems because when Spanish speakers are thinking of como, they might go to how. Right, and in some situations that will be right, especially if they're formulating a question, which is perfect, you know, the how question, absolutely fine.
Yeah,
but it might not necessarily be a question that they're trying to formulate, is it?
Yeah, this sort of translation problem, as you often talk about, the brain going sort of directly to a certain word immediately. So I think most Spanish speakers, when they think como. Because obviously in Spanish, como can be an affirmative, como, or como, as a question.
Yeah.
And I think the word that most commonly Spanish speakers associated with the translation into English is how.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, the thing is how we only use in a question. So when como is a como, a question is how. Mm. Like, I don't know, how do you get to work? By bus or by train or by car?
Yeah.
So there, the translation of como would be how. But when it's not a question... And it's an affirmative sentence. You cannot translate it with how is then as. Well, as or like, depends, which is, you know, what we're talking about today. So, you know, Spanish speakers might sometimes say, I don't know, let's think of an example. They'll say, Ali, they'll send me a WhatsApp message or call me and say, like, I have a business trip to London next week. I'm sorry, but I can't attend next week's class. So they're thinking how, you know, como, how.
Yeah.
I said, no, it's not a question. It's an affirmative sentence. So you have to say, as I have a business trip to London next week, sorry, but I can't attend the class. I'll have to cancel it.
Yeah.
And that's quite a common mistake.
Sure.
Because it's just immediately their brain goes to the how.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, their question might be, you know, how I have a business travel or trip travel. That's also very confusing for many people.
I was going to do a double mistake there deliberately, but I didn't.
So
typical message would be that how I've got a business travel to London, I can't attend the class.
Sure, exactly right. But in this case, you have to say as I have a business trip, right? That's how it works.
Trip, yeah, not travel.
Yeah, exactly right. Good. So, yeah, that's something that's really, really important as well, right? Thinking about como, thinking about how you translate that correctly. If it's a question, obviously it can be how. But if it's not a question, then in many cases you might want to go to as rather than not like, but as, right? As I have a business trip, right? That's what you'd want to go for, no? Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't say like I have a business trip. So here is also, so I suppose as is meaning because.
Sure.
Effectively, no, in this sentence.
Yes.
And like, I think, can't mean because, or at least not in this kind of sentence.
That's
right. You need as. Also, another thing that I've noticed is in English, it's quite flexible. You can put the as, meaning because, at the beginning or in the middle.
Right.
In fact, very often we put it in the middle, maybe more often. So in English, you could say, you know, I have to cancel the class next week as I have a business trip to London.
Yes.
And there is in the middle. Now, I think in Spanish that's not possible. You can't put como without in the middle. It has to go at the beginning.
Sure.
So there, you know, is another potential problem. Well, it's not necessarily a problem. It's just if you're speaking in English, just to know that you have got that flexibility. And maybe also as a listening, understanding someone when they put that as in the middle.
Yeah.
What they're saying is because, effectively. No?
Yeah. Exactly. Good. So there you go. Like and as. I think we haven't covered everything.
No, I think it's quite a complex. It is a complex. There is more, but we want to keep this, you know, not fairly too complicated.
Simple. Yeah, we're already at minute 28, so we'll stop there. But yeah, I mean, going back to right to the beginning, if you can keep in your mind at least the difference between like and as being like being a similarity, as being an equality. That common mistake between I work like a teacher or I work as a teacher, very important. Then we had the filler. Which you'd hear a lot. You will hear a lot, especially from native speakers that maybe say it too much, or it's because of the particular region that they're from that they use it a lot, depending. Just don't get confused of it. It's just a passive there. It's just about your understanding. Then you can also use it, certainly like you can use instead of for example. Of course, you can use such as well, but like can be used to give examples of what you.
Very good for variation. So if you're speaking, especially writing as well,
yeah,
you don't want to keep repeating the same thing.
That's right. That's right.
So you've got those three, you know, for example, like and such as.
Yeah.
And you can vary them.
Yeah. Such as is a good one. A little bit more formal.
Slightly more formal, maybe.
It is, Probably I would use that. Yeah, more formally. And then the como question, you know, how do you translate that how? You know, how do you translate, como to into English? It's okay if it's a question. If you're translating the question, then go for how. Absolutely no problem. But if it's not a question, then make sure that you don't go to how and that you start to think, okay, is it like, is it as? And in our particular example, it was as, okay? So in many cases, it will be as. But, you know, it will depend a little bit on the context. But
But if it can be changed to because, then you know it must be as.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a good way to think of it. So if I can substitute, that's the word I was looking for. Right. If you can substitute that como, which isn't a question, with because in English or porque in Spanish, then it's going to be as. It's not going to be like. So there's a little sort of trick, if you like.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Good. Well, Alistair, thank you very much for that. That was perfect. A whole little review of like and as. And obviously, if we maybe this could even be have a second part to it. Who knows? We'll see how we go. But for the moment.
Ooh, do we want to go there into the.
Yeah, that's quite complex. It might be complex. Yeah, absolutely.
I think for now, that's enough. And avoiding those common mistakes that we've highlighted, that's probably the most important.
That's true. Right. Well, thank you very much. And I will see you again next week. Okay.
I hope so. Yeah. All right. Thank you. A pleasure as always.
See you then. See you. Bye-bye.